I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series.
It is said that many rock musicians who hail from the Sahara Desert pay tribute to the late North American guitarist Jimi Hendrix, one of the most influential electric guitar players in the history of popular music of the 20th century. Hendrix, they affirm, is the inspiration behind their sound, a sound that mixes blues and rock. Blues is a form of music originating in the deep south of the U.S., roughly in the early 1860s and perhaps even a bit earlier. The style, uprooted from work songs and even spirituals, helped define the form, which was first authored by enslaved African Americans. In all, the sound includes definitive musical citations, such as the call and response format and the use of blue notes, harken back to its birthplace, Africa. With the arrival of the 20th century and subjugated to French colonial rule, complete with wars, rebellion, defeat, and divorced from their homeland, the Tuwa people found themselves beginning in the 1950s and for several decades that followed, an ethnic minority without a homeland. The sad tale of the Tuwa population divided between the countries of Mali, Algeria, Niger, Libya, and Chad created the perfect storm of human suffering that unfortunately fits the table of hardship upon which the blues is served, cold, painful, passionate, melancholy, and welcoming to the brokenhearted. Musicians, those from the traditionally nomadic Tuwa people, and predominantly men until recently, used music to reveal their pain, the social, political unrest that they were victims of, and in some cases, the pain they perpetuated. Saharan Desert Blues, called Tishu Mashrin, the general brand of African blues music, especially among the Tuwa people, uses the more modern standard form of the 12-bar blues, while retaining an affinity for the old sound that would in time replace the long-standing use of the culturally traditional three-stringed theremin, a Malian lute. It would be replaced with the Western electric guitar that would, with modernity, take center stage. North African musicians continue to shape and reimagine their music with songs about their difficult life, life related to rebellions, socio-political events, the total displacement, their eventual exile, the unraveling of norms, and the oppressive conditions aligned with post-colonial Africa. Today, terms like desert rock, Saharan rock, Mali blues, Tuwa rock, and Takamba, a music and dance unique to the culture of the Tuwa and Songhai people of northern Mali and western Niger, circles about. However, whether it hails from here, there, or anywhere, it's worth noting that this style is at the root of an ancient form of music, and that anyone, at any time, can catch a case of the blues. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.